Good evening, everyone. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, September 3rd, 2018, More Success Team Legal Shield Business Solutions Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to assist our associates that are interested in working the B2B or the business solution side of Legal Shield. Tonight, I'm happy to announce that this month's special guest speaker is, she's actually been with Legal Shield for about 15 years. She served as the DVP for Utah and Idaho. She served 5 years as the group VP of Utah. She sold over 3,000 memberships and has hit platinum executive director from personal sales. She's a $50,000 ring earner from Cottonwood Heights, Utah, Miss Deanne Foster. Welcome to the call.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. It is so good to have you on the call. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thank you so much. It's such a delight to be here. And I just have to say thank you to Randy and all that you do and your family does to support all of us. You know, not all of us get to choose what team we end up on, and you kind of discover that as you go through after you're new and start learning the ropes. And I just feel really grateful that I ended up where I did. So just love being on the More team. So thank you for all you do. And I'll just jump right in. What I wanted to talk about tonight was behind the scenes of a successful business solutions associate. So I'll start off with taking you back a little ways to when several years, long time ago, when I was the co-director of the Utah and Arizona Miss Teen Pageants. And the process, it was an awesome experience because we were working with really the cream of the crop of young women, and it was a great program for them. The Miss Teen, it was T period, E period, E period, N period, which stood for Teens Encouraging Excellence Nationally. So we were working with some really outstanding girls. But it also required us to do a whole lot of planning to the minutest detail because we had to pull off a giant production at the whole end of the weekend that we spent with those girls. So we had to be very organized. It required us to schedule the venue, interview and schedule the judges, collect information from the girls for the judging of the various events. We had to plan the set design and plan the agenda for the final production, a two-hour show, schedule the MC, plan out the script, order the awards and the trophies, organize the backstage manager and the stagehands. Now, with all that planning, down to the minutest detail, there was still chaos. There was still last-minute changes and decisions that needed to happen. There were some glitches that happened along the way. But with all of that, the show out front came off beautifully. There were compliments and congratulations for a successful event and final production. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the people out front that were looking at the show had no idea what was happening on behind the scenes, behind the stage. So what I wanted to do is point out with that many times we look at what we define as a successful business solutions associate and their final production, and that it looks spectacular. They're top producers. They win all the trips. They are the ring earners. They're the top group owners or they're the top group openers or small business legal plan producers. They're invited to be on the national calls or train at all the international events. That's what we see. What we don't see is all the behind-the-scenes stuff. So I want to talk about that. When we think of behind the scenes of a successful business solutions associate, I want you to imagine two curtains. So what's behind the first curtain? This is the physical activity going on that leads to what's going on out front, to what we all see. So that would be the planning and designing. So that's going to require detailed planning and designing. So we've got to get down to the minutest details. We've got to plan it to be to trainings and be on the calls, setting appointments, making phone calls, doing our networking events, planning enrollments and conventions, boot camps, reaching for the incentives. We're setting goals. We're evaluating and reevaluating. We're carrying out all of those plans. Will there be some chaos? Will there be last-minute decisions? Will there be glitches and disappointments? The better we plan, the less chaotic it will be. But rest assured, there will be chaos and there will be challenges and disappointments along the way. But the better that we plan, the more detailed we are in working on those goals and carrying out those plans, the better that final production will be. So the things don't always go the way we want. There have been many times when I wanted to quit. I was wondering, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Why do I think I can be successful at this? And I would tell my husband, and he would say, well, you can't quit, because if you quit, then I can't quit my job. So he was there to encourage me. But, you know, there were those times when I wondered, what was I thinking? What am I doing here? And, you know, I just had to keep going. So for sure there's going to be those disappointments. And when we see the final production of all those top-producing associates, rest assured, they're dealing with those disappointments as well. But the more that we design with desire and determination, the more that we plan with purpose and passion, execute with energy and emotion, continue with commitment and courage, the better our production will be, literally and figuratively. Only you can define, you and I can define what we want our business to look like, and more importantly, what we want our life to look like. So designing and planning are critical. Now, if you consider the story of the creation of the universe as told in the book of Genesis in the Bible, if you believe that account, then you know that this universe was created with incredible attention to detail. First, the plan was created, and then it was carried out with precision. Follow that, and you can't go wrong in the creation of your own life and business. So that's the first curtain. What's behind the second curtain? So if I want you to picture that final production, what's going on out front that everyone sees, and I just talked about what's behind the first curtain, and now there's another curtain behind that. And what's behind that curtain, the second curtain? That is what is happening behind all of the planning and designing and activities. What's behind all of that? It's what's going on in the subconscious mind. When we talk about planning, designing, setting goals, etc., that's all taking place in our conscious mind. However, it's what's in our subconscious mind where our ultimate outcome is determined. I don't care how well any of us plans and designs, if we have some chaos going on in our subconscious mind, we will never succeed. We will constantly be getting stuck, and we'll stay stuck. And I'm speaking from experience here. So you've got to figure out what is going on in the subconscious mind. It can hold you back from everything that you desire. So that's why personal development, we talk about that so much, doing personal development. It is so important. But we've got to take the time to look in the mirror of our subconscious and learn about the lies that we are telling ourselves about ourselves over and over. We have to learn about the misunderstandings that we have about what it takes to succeed, about money, about relationships, about how this universe actually works to bring you all that you desire. So we cannot be afraid to face our subconscious mind in the mirror. So I'm going to encourage you to do a little essay, to write an essay. At the top of your paper, write or type, I encourage you to write this, but just write, where am I getting stuck and why? And just start writing and let it come out, and you'll start feeling. I mean, you may be getting stuck at just picking up the phone to make appointments. That may be where you're getting stuck. Like, I cannot do that. I'm scared to do that. I don't know how to do that. Whatever. That may be where you're getting stuck. So why are you getting stuck there? You've had all the trainings. You know what? You have the scripts. What's going on? You've got to figure that out. And once you figure that out, great. Now you move on, and that's not hard anymore. But now you're getting stuck because you're getting the appointments, but you can't seem to close the appointments. What's going on with that? So where am I getting stuck and why? So there's not time tonight to go into a great deal about all of this, but it is a study that will take a lifetime of learning and growth and effort and work. And don't be discouraged by that, because the work that you're doing along the way is bringing success along the way. The better you get, the more you figure these things out, the more you're addressing them and eliminating the glitches and the things that are causing you to get stuck, the more the success comes. So it's a process over time. So you want to become a student of how the subconscious mind works. But again, along the way, success will be yours. You will for sure experience breakthroughs. You know, one of my nephews has a band, and they're getting ready to release their second album at the end of this month. And I love the title of their album. It's Looking Forward to Looking Back. And you can look forward knowing that you're going to look back and see this journey that you're taking and all that you've learned. And it's just incredible. So some people are successful because they consciously work on their subconscious mind. They're actively working on overcoming some of those things that are going on in their subconscious mind, those glitches and things that are causing them to get stuck. And then some people are successful on accident. They're doing all the right things, but not on purpose. They don't even realize it. They're just doing them. So, but what we want to do is be careful that what we are processing, what you see, and how you are judging others and their successes. So we want to be careful about how you're judging others and how they're succeeding. And we may judge some in Legal Shield and wonder why they aren't more successful. Or we may be worried that they're judging us and why we aren't more successful. I mean, let's face it, for some of us, our Legal Shield business may not be very show-stopping yet. However, we are not to concern ourselves with that. We have no idea what's going on behind the scenes of the behind the scenes of others' successes. We should only be concerning ourselves with what's going on behind the scenes of the behind the scenes of our success. So we have to be careful about judging based on fact instead of based on truth. So if I was to hold up an apple seed to you and said, what is that? You would probably say that's an apple seed, and you would be stating the facts. That's the fact. That's an apple seed. But the truth is, it's an orchard. So we sometimes are judging people and ourselves based on the facts and not based on the truth. So we have to be careful about that. What is the truth? So we don't want to get hung up on the facts. You want to concern yourself more with the truth. The time that you take to study and learn these truths will shorten your path to great success. So there's absolutely no reason that you and I cannot be more successful and have all the success that we want in this business. Success does not care about our gender, our race, our height, our past. Contrary to the voices screaming at us daily from the airwaves, over the internet, and all around us, you and I, all of us, can absolutely produce the greatest show of all, the life and business that we truly desire. So I'm going to encourage all of us to pay more attention to what's going on behind the scenes so that the final production is as spectacular as we want it to be. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Randy. You mentioned we might have a Q&A.
Yes, we may. I don't have a lot of people in speaker mode tonight, but do we have Mr. Jimmy Parrish from Alabama? Are you on?
Yes, Randy, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can, Jimmy. Maybe you can help me out with a few questions. I don't have a lot of people in speaker mode tonight for Ms. Foster.
Well, Deanne, it's always great. I was excited to hear you were going to be training tonight, and I always appreciate hearing you share. And it's great to hear about that part of your background that I was not aware of. And how did you move from that type of background, doing what you did and, you know, behind the scenes and the pageant world, to get into Legal Shield? What's a little bit about your story from that standpoint?
Oh, well, you know what? I'd probably still be doing that today, except for the pageant closed at the national level. So we just were kind of left with nothing. couldn't go on anymore, so I was like, well, now what are we going to do? So, you know, I certainly learned a lot from that, I certainly carried a lot of the skills that I gained from all of that experience, taking that into, you know, Legal Shield. I heard about Legal Shield through my daughter and through a friend, so, you know, this kind of fell into my lap that way. But, yeah, the pageant was a wonderful experience, but it just kind of stopped abruptly. So.
And that was when? How long ago?
That was back in the 90s.
Wow. Okay. And then at what point did you become an associate?
That would have been early 2000s. It was 15 years ago. Yeah.
Quite a few years. So, and I know you shared some of the things that, you know, you kind of transferred some of those skills into this arena. But from the standpoint of getting out and doing what you do each day, what motivates you? I know you had some of those skill sets before, but if you were to, you know, share with people that are on the call tonight, you know, because sometimes in the B2B world, you know, we get focused on, like you said, some things you're doing behind the scenes. A lot of us have done that, especially when you've been in the business as long as you and I have and some of the others that I know on the call tonight. But, you know, what motivates you? I mean, how does Deanne Foster motivate herself to go out and do what she does each week, each month, each year, setting goals and that type of thing?
Yeah, well, like it's been a process. I think that in the beginning we're taught to have our why. So you think, well, what is my why? And if you've never really done dreaming before, it's hard to figure out how to do that. It takes a little bit of practice. So my first why, what motivated me to do the business, was good. It was honorable. It was noble, but it wasn't strong enough. And so it was, you know, it wasn't pulling me through those uncomfortable times going on behind the scenes, right?
Right.
So I finally had to go, okay, this is not, it's not strong enough. It's not making, I'm bumping up against some of this scary stuff that was for me scary. And I realized for other people, it's a breeze. But for me, it was scary. And yet I wanted to do it. I wanted to be successful. But I had to pick another why. I had to pick another motive, something that motivated me that was stronger than my noble why. That's, you know, I'm sad to say that, but it's the truth. We have to have a strong enough why. When I realized that, I began to realize I loved presenting and training. I love it. Like, it just motivates the heck out of me. And so I knew that in order to get to that, I had to do some of this hard stuff, and that if I did, I would be trusted with that kind of stuff, and I could do those enrollments, and I could do those trainings, I could be the GVP and all of that stuff, and I had to figure out what it was that was really going to pull me through some of those hard things that were going on behind the scenes.
So you had to kind of start with the end of what you wanted to be and kind of back up and say, what will it take me to get to that end? And that includes behind-the-scenes things or doing sometimes the dirty work that sometimes we don't want to do and people don't see because, you know, I understand fully what you're talking about. And I know, too, you've kind of broadened over the last few years just from following your business and, you know, admiring what you've done, not only in Utah but in other states out west. And even work that I know you've done nationally, because, I mean, you and I partnered with a group in Savannah, Georgia several years ago, you know, where you had some things way back on the East Coast. So I know that you've done a lot around the country. But what, you know, some tips you could give to people when they're trying to broaden where they are? Because, you know, we think about in the B2B world, we think about, you know, writing employees, memberships in employer groups. We also think of small business sales. We also think of working in the broker space and in commercial drivers. And I know you do all of that. And, you know, most recently we're named a new commercial driver's legal plan trainer out west and have done, I think, your first couple of trainings in that arena. I know you were about ready to do that, I want to say, about a month ago today, if I remember right, August 3rd or 4th, you were doing a training out there, and which is not too long after I'd been out in Salt Lake training. So what advice would you give to people to try to be a full-service B2B associate?
Well, that it's got to be on purpose, you know.
Right.
Honestly, in the beginning, I said to myself, "Well, I don't need the commercial driver's legal plan training. I don't need that. I don't know any drivers. I don't know any trucking people. That is so far from my world and my sphere. I just don't see the need for it." Until I had an account and I was doing an enrollment, and one of the you know, employees said, "Oh, will this protect my CDL?" And I was like, "Oh." And I looked over at the HR manager and I said, "Do you guys have commercial drivers here?" And she's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Okay, we need to talk. But here's what happened. I didn't have my training. I didn't have my certification."
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get someone else in to help me with that. So it's got to be on purpose that you are expanding yourself, that you are ready. Now, if you're not ready to talk to brokers and agents yet, what do you need to do that? Because you want to make that a part of your business. And so it's a process. But again, that's not that behind that scenes stuff that you have to be on purpose about, that you have to be planning and executing to make all of that happen. And then from there, you know, you know, when I think about how did I get across the country with accounts? Well, it was from talking to people. And when they, you know, when I talked to someone I knew, it was a warm market, and he said, you know what, I can't help you, but I know someone that could. And he introduced me to somebody who was a president of a medical association all over Southern California. And I started talking to all of those people, and pretty soon I had open accounts all over Southern California. And then that led me to someone who knew somebody in Savannah, Georgia, and Virginia, and Maryland. So, I mean, it takes, you know, you're talking to people, and you're letting them lead you. And it's amazing what happens when you do that. So as you're talking, you've got to think beyond the mark.
Right.
Don't just be thinking about this one person, and they can't help me. Oh, well. Well, can they point me to somebody? Who else do they know? So, absolutely.
Great advice. And I'll ask one more question, and then I won't monopolize the call. But I know your spouse, Brian, has another job, doesn't work the business. Is that correct for the most part?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm married to someone, same thing, and I know they both very much support what we do. But, you know, Legal Shield is not necessarily their calling. It's not their purpose. They've got other things involved. So what would you say to people on the call tonight? Because I know we do have people that, you know, both spouses work the business. They're actively involved in the business. What would you say to the last, you know, the people on the call that, you know, might have a spouse that supports what they're doing, but they don't work the business themselves? How do you feel like having a spouse like that helps complement what you do in Legal Shield as a B2B associate?
Well, I still see us as a team, and he sees us as a team. And sometimes he'll say, oh, your success, you've done so well, and I'm so proud of you. And I'm just like, you mean we've done well? Because I couldn't do what I do if he wasn't doing what he was doing.
Right.
And if he wasn't there to build me up and to buoy me up and to encourage me and to, you know, recognize my accomplishments and achievements, I see us as a team, even though he's not actually doing. And honestly, he refers me to people because he's out there in business. So he'll refer me, and some of my accounts have come from his referrals. And so, you know, he's not actively going out and talking Legal Shield to everybody, but he still is doing what he can from his part. And I know that there are some associates out there who don't have that. Their spouse is not working in the business with them, and their spouse is also not very supportive of it.
Right.
And so that's going to take, you know, some different type of work and effort and understanding and patience as you let them see you growing your business and building an income, creating that income that they begin to go, oh, and you take them on that first trip, they're going to be behind you. That first incentive trip, it's going to start turning them around a little bit. So, you know, but that requires patience on your part as well. But, yeah, I see us as a team, and, you know, he's still doing what he can do for me whenever and wherever he can. So, for sure.
Great. Thanks so much for sharing, and look forward to seeing you in Nashville next week.
Oh, likewise. It's going to be fun.
Thanks. Back to you, Randy. I guess Randy made it to the Jimmy and Deanne show. We better get Randy back.
I apologize. I was talking. I just had it on mute. I'm sorry.
There you go.
How about left you hanging?
That's fine.
Deanne, what I was saying is, you know, we have a lot of seasoned associates on our team, and then we have, especially on this call, it seems like more seasoned associates sort of stay with the B2B marketplace. But do you actively recruit people? Are you still building a team, or are you just mainly working your own groups that you built up over a period of time? Or how do you actually work your business? Do you include the networking side?
My business consists mainly, my major focus is employee benefits. And I do recruit, but I recruit to the business solution side. Whether that's insurance agents or salespeople, whatever, that's where I recruit. so, and that's just because that's what I know, that's what I love, that's what I can teach, and, you know, where I put my time and my focus and energy. So that's where I'm bringing, when I bring people in, it's because I want them to come and work with me. Whether it's because they're, you know, going to go out and do sales, or they're going to go out and set appointments or whatever that is, that's where my focus is when it comes to the recruiting side.
Well, you've been very, very successful, and you are such a dynamic trainer. I get all kinds of accolades thrown our way just because you're on our team because of you, and I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you and appreciate your work ethic, and you're just a very professional young lady, and we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you and thank you for being on the More Success team.
Well, thank you very much. I love it, and I look forward to even greater times. So.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to seeing you in Nashville also next week.
Absolutely, can't wait.
Can't wait. It's coming up quick. I do want to let everyone know that we do have another call that will be coming your way at 9 p.m. Central, about 34 minutes from right now. Tonight's special guest speaker, and actually he'll be hosting our calls, or they will be hosting our calls this month, Ray and Linda Rios from Tucson, Arizona. They're a dynamic couple that have been on our team, I guess, about 18 years now. And they've done some great things, and what he's going to be talking about a lot tonight is the new Spanish plan that we have coming out that that we've actually launched. I guess today was actually the day that they launched that, but he's going to be going over all the details. If you have anyone that has associates that are interested in working that, the Spanish marketplace, make sure and get them on the call because he's got a lot of information to share with everyone. And, again, the way Legal Shield is really – built this, I think you're going to be very, very excited. I think it'll open up your business. Even if you're not going to do it personally, recruit somebody that does. So, again, I want to thank you, Ms. Deanne, for being our special guest speaker this month. You did an outstanding job. You just always give so much great information, and you're so smooth. I appreciate you very, very much.
Thank you.
All right. With that, we're going to go ahead and end the call. And just like my dad, Mr. Ken Moore, always said, let's keep God first. Family second, then Legal Shield, and I think that's words of wisdom from him. So good night, everyone. We look forward to hearing you again in about 30 minutes.